This is Ozarks at Large. Nearly every Friday on our show, we feature music recorded inside the Carver Center for Public Radio. While we frequently hear acoustic guitars and banjos, performances on the Mary Baker Rumsey Steinway piano, today's band, the Chads, feature none of those. The Fayetteville-based punk trio is electric and loud. The band, comprised of Chris Mastin on drums and vocals, Chris Wood on bass, and Reed Johnson on guitar, recently came by the Furman Garner Performance Studio at KUAF to talk with Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis. In a few minutes, we'll hear about the band's new album titled Debt Canceling Supernatural Power of God. But first, the band performs their original song, Late at Night.
So how long have you guys been playing as a trio?
5 years?
Yeah, about
5 years.
Half a decade.
Yeah.
So is there anything y'all have learned in 5 years of playing together? About each other, about music, or about people listening to music?
I feel like I've played with a lot of musicians and stuff, and we just have a really good chemistry. Like everything just sort of comes together.
Clicks a lot easier than other bands I've ever been in.
Yeah, so that's really it.
Why'd you guys settle on a trio, though, instead of adding more musicians or just being a two-piece?
It's hard enough to wrangle three people.
Yeah.
You know?
And I think we like, talked about maybe adding, like an organ or something one time, but it just never happened, and we realized, like, probably wasn't worth it.
Yeah, I mean, getting three people to practice is already hard.
Yeah.
So
we fit in the car a lot better.
Yeah,
that's
also true.
Yeah.
Although you do still have quite a bit of equipment just among three people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Imagine four.
So what is it about playing loud that you guys love? I mean, I'm not saying that facetiously. I'm just curious why you choose to play loud music as opposed to, regular traditional rock and roll or folk music like everyone else around here.
It's just the best. Like, I think we've all done, like, other stuff, and we're all, like, doing other stuff, and it's just always more fun to be super loud.
It's more confrontational.
Yeah, it's very, yeah, exactly. Like, if someone comes to the show, even if they don't like the songs, they can at least be like, that was heckin' loud. I don't want to say it's a crush.
It's a neutral comment you can get at the end.
Yes.
Like, it wasn't good. I didn't really like it, but, man.
But dang.
Decibels.
Yeah.
I have some hearing loss. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because at practice now, I've been noticing my ears ring. So I just use toilet paper for hearing protection.
Mm-hmm. I mean, seriously, though, I mean, how often do you think about protecting your ears considering the levels you guys are playing?
Not
at?
Until, like, after we're done playing and we're like, whew.
Yeah, I mean,
next time.
I'm like, yeah. I'm pretty much a hypochondriac, so I'm always like, I'm like, oh god,
going like deaf. Any little ringing,
yeah, I'm going deaf. So it's been on my mind, but I try to just shove more toilet paper in there, and that usually does the trick.
Well, I mean, hearing is one thing, but I mean, how do you just keep up the energy of playing this high bore kind of music?
Sweating,
yeah,
a lot, just really sweaty. I
short sets.
We usually get to like a little bit more than halfway through a set, and we look at each other like, are we really going to do, like,
do they really expect us to be here for 35 minutes?
And it's like, someone suggests, how about we don't play that one? And everyone's like,
yeah, yeah, thank God. Yeah. But hydrate. But
yeah, hydrate. Just try not to just only drink beer while you're playing.
Yeah.
For me.
So are punk rock sets, are they just typically short then? Is that the answer?
Usually.
Typically, yeah. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like more than 30 minutes, if it's like a high-energy punk rock show, yeah, is like a little much. Like, not only for the band, but even the people watching.
Yeah, people start to go
people
smoke
are like,
cigarettes.
This is a whole lot. Like, I need to take a break. So we'll try to do them and us a favor and not play too long.
This one's called Not Waiting.
I thought it was Kim Deal or No Deal.
Oh, it's Kim Deal or No Deal. We'll be right back.
So this new album you guys released, what was it, last week?
Last
April
Saturday.
First, yeah.
April 1st.
Yeah. It has an interesting name.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about that.
It's called Debt Canceling Supernatural Power of God. So me and this man, Wood, over here, we're just... You know, cracking open cold ones.
A couple of cold ones one
bowls.
Night.
Like people do.
Yeah. And then we were just flipping and we watched like this evangelical show for longer than we should.
Like a infomercial sort of thing.
And just, it was really strange. And then on the screen it just popped up like, debt canceling, supernatural power of God. He was like selling it.
He was like selling a brochure or something that would tell you how.
How to lose your debt?
How to lose your debt through Christ or something like that. I don't know.
We just were like, I don't even remember, what were we calling it before that? I don't know. It was something dumb, but this is pretty dumb too, but we went with it, so.
Yeah.
How long did the songs on this album percolate? Like, how long of a process was it getting that album together?
Almost 2 years.
Way too long.
Yeah. Way too long. Just. We wanted to go all out with it, you know. I did spent a lot of time on backup vocals. We did a lot of overdubs. There's a conga,
bongo.
There's a lot of stuff.
Like a glockenspiel.
I did a whole bongo section a 3 second part.
Chris Moore's cat from East Hall, Delia is her name.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is credited with an organ part on one of the songs.
I think it's Spaz.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's an organ in there.
She laid it down.
She was just standing on it. Shout out to Chris Moore at East Hall Recording.
He led us.
He was very patient.
Yeah.
Let us record an album for 2 years.
And do things like we really tried to put lasers in there.
We got back a mix and there was airplane noises and machine guns and lasers.
Yeah.
Just like George Lucas watching Phantom Menace sort of. Yeah. I've gone too far. Yeah,
I looked at Wood and I was like, you think there's too many lasers? And he was like, the fact that you're asking that question is like the answer. We also tried to put a Wilhelm scream in there. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
I mean, it was in there. We just took it out.
Were you just trying to add anything you could add into it?
We
stuck?
We just drank a bunch of coffee and we're like, yeah.
But fresh pots in the studio.
Fresh pots!
Our first EP was pretty just like bare musically, so we were trying to just see what we could get away with.
Yeah.
I guess is.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Obviously, we weren't in any hurry to get it out, so we were kind of just messing around with stuff in there.
Yeah.
It was fun.
It was super fun, yeah.
Yeah.
I loved the bongo section.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun.
The bongos.
I mean, bongos aren't an instrument you would normally think belong in punk music, though.
They definitely don't.
They don't.
If you're recording an album and you're just sitting with those songs for 2 years, though, you find a spot for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
And,
bongos.
Half of those songs were written literally, 5 years ago when the band first started.
Yeah.
So we've been playing them forever and just hearing different stuff that we can't really do as a three-piece live.
That was a lot of what we wanted to go in there and do was stuff we can't really do live.
Yeah.
So...
How do you transition those songs into a live setting, though, if you're doing stuff on them that you can't do live as a three-piece?
I just play them really loud.
Nobody knows.
Exactly. Well, I mean, a lot of it for me was, just backup vocals. I still do the regular, lead vocal, but there's just a lot of, layering.
Yeah.
This one's called
"This one's all you need.
When I Die, I'll Be Clean." We call it Mr. Clean.